Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Actually, I needed to be to work extra early this morning, and so this was recorded last night and sharing it today in this Monday morning devotion and prayer time slot. This week, we're going to be looking at the subject and talking about it all week, about being protected by God, specifically about knowing God's protection. And so many times we pray for protection, and well, what we're really praying for is that God would keep us out of trouble, or that the bad things that happen in this world would not come upon us. Unfortunately, the Bible teaches that we will have trouble. And when God talks about protecting us, he's really talking about protecting our heart and mind in Christ so that our relationship remains secure with him. Not protecting us from all troubles, but protecting us through the troubles of life. This morning, we're going to look at specifically being protected by taking refuge. The overall verse for the week is out of Psalm chapter 20, verse 1. It says, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you." And in those moments, in those times where we are in trouble, when we are in distress, we call out to God and seek his protection. And most specifically, his spiritual protection, knowing that this physical body that we live in is only temporary at best. And while we do pray for a sense of protection on our physical bodies, we recognize that that isn't always going to happen. But we can still be protected. Today, as we talk specifically about being protected by taking refuge, I look at this verse out of Psalm chapter 5 that says, "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you." Years ago, I had the opportunity to visit Ireland on a prayer journey, and was able to pray with Christians there, and to be able to pray throughout a number of universities. And one of the things that was able to visit were ruins of towers, stone towers, what was left of them at least. And these were built throughout the countryside as a place of refuge, that when enemies would come, when invading armies or groups of people would come to attack, the people would simply go up into these strong towers and wait it out. They would take refuge until those that were seeking to do them harm would leave. Obviously, over time, the instruments of war and of trouble changed and modernized to the point that those types of towers were no longer as effective as they once were. But God talks about himself being a strong tower that we can run to and be safe, that we can take refuge in him in the midst of the troubles of this life. When we think about life, when you think about your day to day, it's rare that we give a lot of thought to, I wonder what kind of trouble I will face. But perhaps we ought to at least give thought to knowing what to do when trouble comes. Jesus told his disciples that in this world, you will have trouble. And probably not the most encouraging verse in the Bible if you just leave it there. But he goes on and he says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And when we face trials and troubles of various kinds, we can take refuge in the presence of God, knowing that His desire is to protect our relationship with Him. That no matter what happens to us, our soul can be safe, it can be secure, as we find refuge in the presence of God. One of the things that's noticeable about the life of Jesus is His custom to go out and search and find solitary, some translations use lonely or deserted places to pray, to spend time with His Father, to go and take refuge, to find that protection from the weariness, from the troubles of this world, to renew, to refuel, to recharge, and to realize that God did that as an example for you and for me. That we can go to Him and find a refuge in the midst of the storm. There's times when I've been out and unexpectedly I had a storm come up. And it's in those moments that one of the first things that I do, I think anyone would do, is you look for a place of refuge. Where can I find shelter from the storm? Where can I find safety? And when the storms of life come up, that ought to be our very first thought, of turning to God to find refuge, to find shelter, to find safety. And I know it takes a lot of wisdom. Because sometimes God walks through the storms of life with us. And we're in the middle of it regardless. But even when we're walking through the storms of life with Him, we can still take refuge knowing that we're not alone. But there are times where He calls us to step out of the trouble, to take a break, so to speak, to relax, to find a moment, a time period of calm that allows us to know the security of belonging to Him. You see, it doesn't take very long to watch the news in whatever form that you take it in, whether it's in newspapers, television, radio, online media sources, before you start noticing the trouble that this world is in. And I believe God calls His children to take refuge in Him. Not so that we ignore or avoid completely the trouble, but so that we know the security that we have in the midst of trouble. You see, that's God's desire, is that we would stand firm. And our life would present Him to others in a way that they would know they can experience security even when the storms of life rage around them. As I think about the troubles being faced by the people of Haiti, who've lived through an earthquake that took many lives and did considerable damage, and it was followed up by a tropical storm sweeping across the country. And I think about the people of Afghanistan, caught up in the midst of strife. And recognizing that even in the midst of all of that, whether the disaster of life that you're facing is caused by man, whether it's influenced by man, or whether it's simply what we would call a natural disaster. God wants you to be able to take refuge in Him in a way that makes Jesus known, because you're able to live with a security, an eternal security that isn't dependent on what happens physically today. You see, that's the protection that comes when you choose to take refuge in Christ. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to consider what storm, what trouble that you're currently facing, or even that you might face today. Not in a doomsday prediction type of thing, or in a worrisome type of thing, but in a way of preparing yourself to be ready in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit to take refuge in God, to go to Him, to be with Him in the midst of your troubles, so that He will carry you through. Will you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love for us is so incredible that You have provided a refuge, a place of safety. And while it's not always a safety for us physically, it's always meant and designed and created by You to be a safe place for us spiritually, where we can grow and rest and know that with confidence that we are Yours, and that nothing in this world can separate us from the love that You have for us. And that confidence keeps us from walking away from that love, from rejecting that love that means so much. So, Father, help us to know the protection of finding refuge in Jesus, even in the midst of the troubles of this earth. And may that refuge keep our hearts and minds secure in Christ, so that we are presentable to You as a spotless bride on the day that Christ returns. And Father, as we live in this world filled with trouble, may the refuge that we find be such that we're able to lift up Jesus as the hope that we have found, and as the hope that others need, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.